Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 6, 1804, day 146 of the expedition. Camped off the mouth of Otter Creek. The expedition traveled 14.5 miles today. Clark tells of a great number of waterfowl on the sandbars in the river, with squash ripening in an abandoned village, all of which are indications of fall. Captain Clark writes,
"A cool morning, wind from the north. Set out early, passed a willow island situated near the starboard shore at the upper point of some timber. Many large round stones near the middle of the river. Those stones appear to have been washed from the hills. Passed a village of about 80 lodges covered with earth and picketed around. Those lodges spacious, of an octagon form as close together as they can possibly be placed, and appear to have been inhabited last spring from the canoes of skins, mats, and buckets. We are of the opinion they were of the Aricaris. We found squashes of three different kinds growing in the village. We found the river shallow. We made several attempts to find the main channel between the sandbars, and was obliged at length to drag the boat over a sandbar to get to the channel we must return to. Saw geese, swan, brants, and ducks of different kinds on the sandbars. We camped on a large sandbar off the mouth of Otter Creek. Captain William Clark, October 6, 1804.
Clark was describing the earth lodges typically built by the non-nomadic tribes of the Missouri. The canoes were probably the bull boats used by the Indians, made of a circular willow frame, like a basket, and covered with buffalo hide. This type of conveyance was very stable and could be paddled, carrying two or three men. Lewis and Clark learned to make them before the expedition was over. Tomorrow, frost in the morning.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Lewis, read by Russ Palmer. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's edition of The Journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.